Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off of our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
These are my confessions, just when I thought I said all I could say.
So
my
what?
Set the tone of this episode.
Yeah.
Guys, to be frank, I've just had a PT session from hell. So my brain is like,
mush up.
He as I left, he even said drive slow.
Because I was no way.
You know what? I just could not even gather my thoughts. I was like, yeah, damn right.
Damn.
Drive slow. So my brain is still in the gym.
Yeah. Intense. Nah.
Like.
I ghosted my PT.
Why did you do that?
While ago now. Shout out to you, sir. He was a real nice man and whatever, but the things he was asking me to do, I was like,
no, you're annoying.
No, because I was just like, I don't understand. Am I training for war? Am I going to be on the front line? I don't understand. Why do you have me doing jump squats? What happened to a regular squat?
Love a jump squat. With some kettlebells
you want
on your shoulders?
You want me to now thrust up after going so far down? What are you talking about? My knees can only do so much. I don't have that much suspension in my knees. What are you talking about?
Do you know what is for me? Maybe this is today's confession because I wasn't coming with a confession. I am very committed in my brain to being... I don't even want to say a gym girly because I think when we say gym girly, we think the girls that buy £6 shorts off Amazon.
Right.
The ones that go up their batty crease.
Yeah.
No.
Strong. Like,
bruh.
Yeah.
I want by the end of this year that even when I'm just walking down the street,
you can
it's clear I bang gym.
Yeah.
That is a big goal for me.
Let me tell you whose body, yeah? You know, everybody talks about BBL body. Everybody's like, shut up. Shut your mouth. You don't know shit. Okay? Let me tell you whose body I'm like, oh, you're a machine. Cynthia?
Oh my God.
Cynthia,
if you just come off this episode because you listen a lot, just come off this episode. Because she be getting me so irate, bro.
Her body?
One time she FaceTimed me on the treadmill.
Bruh.
And I know, I run so much now, I can tell your speed by the cadence. Yes. You see my doof, doof, doof?
Minua.
You cannot trick me.
You can't trick me.
And minimum, she was moving at like, 8 miles per hour and just holding casual comp.
She did a marathon before doing a show. Like, it's like,
and then she was
documented.
Like, or like on her story, she'll be like, oh, I've just been on here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Girl. But when she walks down the street, you know.
You can tell. And one time she commented on a reel of mine and she said, your fitness is showing. My chest was, you
popped
see that whole week?
Yeah.
I was like, you cannot chat to me.
No one can chat to me. PT, when I get attitude, fuck you. Did you see my comment? Let me screenshot it now and send it to you on WhatsApp. Let me screenshot it now and send it to you today. Who are you talking to?
The issue with it, though, is, it's not even the issue. The reality is, when you deep the intensity, when you deep how disciplined you have to be in other areas.
Yeah.
Because now I've entered protein phase and I said I would never be one of them bitches.
Are you doing a protein shake?
Brother, 2 protein shakes a day. A little protein bar. Bruh. Because now my PT was like, oh yeah, you know, great. You've lost the weight. Amazing. He was like, the kind of body you're seeking, you now need to feed these muscles.
Yeah, you need strength.
I was like,
yeah. I actually underestimated, because again, PT was basically telling me to eat bears. That was another thing that was pissing me off, because I'm like, I'm trying to lose weight. You're telling me to up my food intake.
Now I'm having to shift my mentality.
That it's not.
To eating more.
Yeah.
I'm aghast.
Gym Gymmers.
I'm aghast.
Eat like they haven't eaten for 3 weeks.
I'm aghast,
they
bruv.
Eat. Yeah. Like, it's constant protein. And are you doing macros?
I'm not there yet. Although the
macro
meditation
people are annoying. I'm
the meditation
lie.
I had where I saw myself at 40, I know that's a macro bitch.
Oh god.
She came down the stairs a little too swifty and svelte.
You could tell she was
and
a macro.
And then when
girl.
I sat down to have the coffee, the thing I asked for, she was like, we don't have that here. I was like, is this?
Because
I know it ain't me.
I was like, I can't. Macro people.
I think I'm gonna start
to
weighing
you.
Stuff.
Shout out to you, like, don't shoot me. I'm just saying, I might just fuck around with it with the scale. I don't know.
Gotta weigh that weight.
Oh no. Like you're working for Pablo Escobar out here. Just wait. Listen,
it's mad intense.
I
bro.
Love that for you,
bro.
I used to weigh my food. I'm not gonna lie. When I was like, so basically, end of uni, last year of uni, I was like, what, 20, going 21. Me and my friend, we did gym. We did weight loss. We did calorie deficit. Everything. Smallest I've ever been in my life. Smaller than now. Smallest in my life. Right. Started weighing food. I hyperfixate, realized it was dangerous.
Same. And that's my worry.
Yeah. And the line is so thin. The line is so thin. And I realized, I am, because nobody wants to mention it, but let's talk about it. Eating disorders show up in many different ways. And
absolutely.
Some of the fitness community, y'all got motherfucking eating disorders.
Some?
Y'all got... I
blanket most.
I'm not trying to
most
diagnose
yeah.
you, but the way in which you
and
guys
because
navigate,
you guys look fit,
exactly.
No one's doing a deep dive in that area.
Exactly. I'm not gonna lie. I googled how I could get steroids though.
Wow.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. I saw a little video of a man. There's this man on YouTube and he was like, I used to bang steroids when he was from America. Yeah. He was like, I used to do steroids when I was in high school. I was varsity football team. And then he was basically explaining like all the pros of steroids. And I was like,
the pros of
basically you just are, it just gives you better energy. Your muscles never get tired. And I was like, I want this.
Oh,
and then the more I Googled it, I was like, oh, I think I might be illegal.
Yeah, just a bit. And it gives people early onset heart attacks.
And like, men's have genital issues when they take steroids and like,
no.
Yeah, but I Googled it.
I don't, yeah.
I
know that phase of my life is coming.
Yeah. Well, if you're a micro, good for you, you know, just good for you. More strength.
I guess.
More strength.
I guess.
I think, but to be fair, it's a fun, it's fun for you. Like, you're enjoying it. You're enjoying
absolutely.
The...
And the reason why I keep going... The reason why I'm being so flippant with it is because the journey is just naturally unraveling.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a pressure I'm putting on.
Exactly.
I'm just like, oh, well, to get this, I do kind of have to do
exactly.
that. Do you know what I mean?
It's like,
not...
it's been adding up naturally. And it's just like, oh, from one step to the next. And one to the next.
There we go.
And so... the second the next step becomes too much, it's like, okay, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll stay right here.
Drawback.
Yeah.
Drawback. This is the thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my confession.
That's your confession?
Like confession. I know you got some big questions. I don't even know if they're confessions.
Listen, I have a confession, but I just feel like it would be
criminal.
Criminal, socially unjust, if you will, for me not to question some things that are happening because everybody wants to pretend like they don't know what's going on.
What?
First and foremost, where the heck in high heaven is Kate Middleton?
See, I didn't even know she was missing.
The woman been missing for... Where are you,
Editor, put up a missing milk bottle.
Where is she? No one has seen that woman
this
since...
This is crazy.
Candice.
Because doesn't Charles now have cancer and we be seeing him?
Have we seen Charles?
Yeah.
Since the diagnosis?
Yes,
he did. He did a little wavy walk
and handshake. Yep.
We ain't seen her. And now, listen, here's the problem. People are coming up with their own theories.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I heard she's in a coma. The streets are saying... allegedly, I don't want to get sued by the royals. This is what the streets are saying, not me. I ain't the streets. They're saying she might be in a coma. They're saying she might be dead.
What the heck?
Rest in peace.
And the reason why...
I don't even know. She's not. I'm not even putting her out there. I'm not putting it out there. No. The streets, not me. The streets also say she may have had a BBL. I don't know. Kate, come and tell us. What the, is it a BBL? No one will judge you. If it is, we won't judge you. Someone said she's also in hiding because she's about to go into the Celebrity Big Brother house. We don't.
They said she's on a social media blackout.
I don't know.
I hate you lot with internet access so much.
I don't know, Candice. I have questions.
And why that is just strange, especially in today's setting, is that their PR machine is so tight.
Slick.
It's so tight that 99% of me thinks something's wrong. Something is wrong.
Yeah. Well, I personally, I mean, I'm not like a huge royalist or whatever, but because they are part of, now I would say, pop culture.
Absolutely.
It's kind of hard to escape it. And I would say, from what I have been reading over the years, is that I think Kate has probably had some form of like emotional breakdown.
Listen, if the crown is anything to go by, living under the firm
exactly.
is not a joke.
Exactly.
It's not a joke.
I think it can snap. Like, yeah. Things can just go off kilter real quick.
Some people are naturally that thin, but she's just been looking frailer and frailer over time.
And she just doesn't look... You know how sometimes someone can look thin, but they look...
Like themselves?
Like... What's the word? Glowy? Like...
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they look inside...
Is the word swallow? There's a word for it. She just looks zapped of all energy.
Like,
she almost looks concave.
She looks hollow.
Yes.
She looks hollow
in spirit.
Yes. Dead behind. I've been watching and I'm just like, this is, and I think this is what Megan ran away from. I'm not going
to
lie.
And I also think that if it is something to do with mental health, the reality of what she stepped into has just sunk in.
Yeah.
Because let's be realistic, we all feel as though Charles is not going to make it till Christmas.
Allegedly.
And not wishing it, not putting it out in context. But, you know, people type things. People, royalists.
And also, with medicine, you know,
and
when you
my,
have a certain
in,
diagnosis.
In my opinion, all you need to do is just look at the way they've done things before. For them to even announce he has cancer,
yeah.
It's more advanced than we think.
Yeah.
They like to keep a thing close to their chest
yeah.
until they absolutely have to say something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are already positioning the British population's minds
to be aware
that we will be crowning a new king yeah. by Christmas. You can just see it.
I'm not being funny or nothing yet. And like, I'm praying for like a speedy recovery for him. Like, I want him to do well, not just so that he can be healthy, but also we can't afford another coronation.
We can't afford it. And I know I was going to say again, I was cleaning up my language, like, but if you can't sit on that roadside with your fucking flags and your Scotch eggs, like the imbeciles that you are. Oh my God. You deserve every bit of pain this country is putting you through.
Oh my God.
Because it's absurd. Oh. It's absurd. It is a crime. It is a sociology crime. To watch these people spend money... whilst we've got the mandem in queues for bread at food banks. Nah, you need your fucking head checked. You need your head checked. Gynecologist too. Your front and everything. Everything needs checking.
Nah, no, Candice.
Now, you know there's something that I feel passionate about.
Listen.
But we're not going to be closing down the play schemes for the kiddie bucks and people can't eat.
We don't have the money.
While you lot brandish stolen jewels.
Come on.
You know there's some things I won't say, but there's some things we must talk on.
We don't have the money. And listen.
But you lot will be making Frankfurt and pineapple on stick and then Battenberg cake like an idiot. Like a rotted idiot.
Now that Frankfurt and pineapple thing is disgusting.
Sleeping outside in tents.
Listen.
As if there are some people that don't have to do that, not by choice
exactly.
right now. No, man.
Exactly.
Sorry.
No, you got... That was passion.
Sorry.
I felt like I was being told
it's
off
like
by my mom.
It's like a pre-workout. Sorry.
It's the protein, don't shout at me.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
And if their PR has any sense,
Please.
You will do one little civil ceremony in the back of yonder.
Intimate affair. Intimate.
Six or no? And keep intimate. It moving.
You say the family wanted to be intimate.
Privacy.
Please.
We can't understand.
And let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. The queen got the role that she got, whether you like her or not. But
the legacy was there.
The legacy.
The numbers were there.
She's been on that throne for.
Listen. With what she would never get up.
Listen.
Let's be real.
So we gave her and the respect.
Rest up, Queenie.
Exactly.
Rest up, Queenie.
Rest up.
Rest up, Queenie. Because it's like I said, I can only go by the crown. And I know you not said it's not reality, but the first few seasons, I feel like they did. They was in the reality
Yeah.
She got on that throne so young.
So young.
And she, whether we like the decisions she made or not, under the crown, she did the best she could with what she had.
Yep.
And she even tried to mold up and switch with the times. So whilst I don't rate the empire at all,
I must make that categorically clear.
I must also acknowledge that with the role she had, she played it. Well,
and as a woman in her time, held her own.
Listen, no prime minister could come up in there and chat to her any circle yourself.
Nah.
So yes, rest up, Queenie. But this one
been in here for 2.5 seconds.
And he was slightly pushing her off the throne anyway. No, sit down, man.
Nah.
Sit down. Just a little cremation.
Honestly.
It's okay.
Like, let's keep it quiet. Nothing too much. We don't have the money. We don't.
We don't have the money.
We don't. We don't.
You cannot say recession and coronation in the same year.
Crazy.
Uh-uh.
Crazy. Crazy.
You cannot say it. And like I said, there are some things that I don't have energy for, but that
yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Uh-uh. Mm. Uh-uh. So let's just all be guided. Let us be guided.
Don't take your night off.
Yeah. Let us be guided. Let us be wise. Alert. Okay.
Be alert.
Because it
and you can
it.
Be a royalist all you want, but sometimes you have to draw a line. And that is part and parcel. It's not even part and parcel. That is the biggest issue with the British public as a whole. We're too wishy-washy.
Yeah.
You see, France, they love to fucking sit down in France.
Let me tell you,
raise up that gas price by 1 cent and they must strike.
No.
They must strike.
Candice? The French need to hold a seminar, TED Talk, because they know how
to
protest.
Go.
Yeah, we'll go. I'll buy front row tickets.
I remember when I was last there and the streets stunk of rubbish because the people weren't coming out.
Candice, have you seen what the farmers been doing?
Listen!
The farmers recently, they went and dropped, I think, bare potatoes outside this prime, the one of the MP's houses or whatever they call the government people. The bricks outside of his house, they bricked the man into his own house.
Nah.
With concrete.
France know how to do a thing.
When I tell you they know how to protest, they know how.
You, but here, you will sit and watch Buki government after Buki government.
Do you know what our
Prime
protest
ministers
is?
You didn't elect.
Our protest is, oh, do you know what? Oh, I can't believe it. No, Rishi's proper pissing me off now. Do you know how expensive things are?
So make it count in your vote. And make it count on the streets.
That's it. They
make
don't go
it
vote.
Count.
They don't. They just talk
you
to
just
one another.
You just accept it and lie back.
Nothing.
And you've got the powers that be know how we are as a population. Give them an inch, they've taken a fucking mile. Kids aren't eating.
Food
Kids
banks.
Have been in homes that are swaddled with mould.
Listen.
And you lot will let one man with a staff and an orb shine up in your face. If I don't fling down this fucking mic,
it's not
because something's just...
No, honestly, valid points. And the thing is, the minute you mention this, it's like, you're anti this, you're...
Yes!
I'm a realist!
Yes, I'm anti-poverty!
I'm a realist!
I'm anti-poverty!
Hello?
I'm anti-kids not eating!
Hello?
Like, I'm anti us being given prime ministers instead of electing them.
Yeah.
Those are the things I am anti if you want to go there.
Yeah. Crazy.
Ah! Anyway.
I don't know how
we went from where's Kate?
Kate, if you're listening, because we know you're a fan, just hit me up in the DMs, let me know if everything's going right, girl. Because I'll send you a fruit basket, you know.
And again, the way the crown did tell it, the poor girl, the family kind of set her up for this role.
What do you mean?
As in, like, her mum positioned her.
Oh, yeah, no, they
worked their asses off.
They were playing
this.
Chess, not checkers.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is a Kris Jenner kind of expedition.
Exactly. Pre-plotted.
So now you're in a thing that your heart don't even really want to be in.
That's another thing. We ain't seen Kate. We ain't seen her parents. Ain't seen
My
the kiddie box.
God. We ain't seen the kiddie
we
box.
We ain't seen the kiddie box. Ain't no kiddie box. Where the kids? I want to see the kids.
She said, you owe me the kids.
At least the kids.
You owe me the kids.
He is the next
He's
in
the
line
next
to be
king.
I want to see my king. It is on my human right as a British citizen to see my next
showing me. He ain't gonna be here long. Show me the king. Not the expired king.
Yesterday, I was just, it was like, no, we're actually,
like...
And also, here's another thing. Let's talk about it. The journalism strike that is taking place. Apparently, there's no journalists around.
Everybody's going to...
Look around, everybody, you're mute. No.
Everybody's going...
The journalists aren't talking about it. No one, why is it that Spanish media are the ones talking about Where's Kay? Why is it that American media...
Because they've the firm's got their mouth locked up here.
They've got them under check.
Wow.
They've got them under bankroll.
Wow.
Can we bring back journalism?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Do you know what? That's a good little segue because we are in... I hate to, you know, because I know this is a light, easy, breezy podcast, mm-hmm. but we are in a very, very dark place when it comes to freedom of speech and journalism.
Yep.
I don't think people understand the mess that we are in.
Yep.
Huge journalistic conglomerates are striking left, right. If we see out the end of this year with a Condé Nast, I'll be so, like...
Wait, what?
So Condé Nast, they're the overhead that own like the Vogue and all these other magazines. Yeah. See in America, everybody are sit down.
Really?
Everybody are strike. Everybody are quit. And I said, what is going on? Because to some degree, as someone that was raised on magazines,
yep.
it's not something I want to see die. But number one, the writers aren't there. And number two, without the writers, the advertisers aren't there.
Yeah.
Like I said, I knew Age of Aquarius was going to be mad. But with every waking day when I open up my phone, I said, I weren't prepared for all of this.
By the end of this year, play back this episode. I want to know why.
Will we be here?
Will we be the journalists? Like, I don't know.
Will we be
anybody
here?
Else talking about this shit?
Because I don't, you know, there are certain things I don't like to bring up on this podcast. And let me blanket and asterisk it by saying.
Redacted.
This is not gossip.
Redacted.
It's not gossip, jumping off point,
okay.
but cultural conversation.
Go on.
Diddy.
That came from my gut. That came from the inside of my soul. Cause we've been here. I want you to know, this is deja vu. We had this conversation when Cassie came up the first time. Cassie, they squashed it within 24 hours. It felt like it went away.
We did say... That the way Cassie played it, and the way I describe it, it's like she flicked the cap off a shaken up Coke bottle.
Basically.
Like she literally just went, y'all deal with that now.
Yep.
Because what we have seen landed.
And again, not gossip.
Well,
there's legal documentation.
This is the legal documents we're talking.
Legal documentation. And
with photo evidence.
Let me tell you why. Okay. However, so sometimes I'd be on the TMZ. just sometimes. And TMZ break the story, blah, blah, blah. Then they do like a little update.
Always.
And the lawyer for Diddy came out and was basically like, in a nutshell, not verbatim, was like, we're ready to fight this in court because all of this is fake. Now, they didn't have that much vim. They were real quiet when Cassie came out. So I don't know. know if they feel like they've got something in their back pocket or they're just saying it to save face. Because last time it did a number on him when he said nothing and then settled outside of court. And then he had to like come down as like the board of some businesses. Like it did a number on him. So I feel like his team are like, okay, we need to make a comment. We can still settle outside of court, but we have to deny it from the jump. I don't know though, Candice. It's a whole lot, a whole lot.
I think, and again, like I said, it's why we use these for jumping off points, because I think the deeper message here is, I don't know if people are still currently doing it, but the time of idolization is done.
Dead, gone, finished.
It's done.
If you were doing it.
If you are idolizing a celebrity, if you're thinking that's the person whose life you want, wrap it up.
Wrap it. Because the fact of the matter is, we actually don't know if these people are dickheads or not. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. All you know is you like their tunes, you like a funky little beat.
And also, you like the lifestyle they sell you.
Yeah.
You like the idea of the lifestyle they sell you.
But if you were to be with them 24/7 and see them for who they are, you actually don't know.
This is it.
Who these people are. And that goes across
the board. That's across the board. That's with your favorite influencer. Girl!
Just because somebody does a fun little get ready with me and she seems relatable, don't mean that woman ain't tapped in the head. Because I promise you, behind closed doors, people be doing the... Right. There are people who me and you have spoken about. I ain't saying it on the microphone because I ain't that type of, you know. Mm. Me and you know. And
optical illusion.
I see people in their comment section. Oh my God, you're so sweet. Oh my God. Like, yeah. And I'm like, she is a witch.
she is a witch
and a warlock. That is not a good person. That ain't a nice, you, okay. But you don't know these people.
And the thing is, though, 2024 is already just developing a habit of it on big expose.
Big expose.
Big expose.
Cat Williams said, hello, 2024, no. Knock, knock.
And you know what? I kind of like it because people have gotten away with madness for two. I kind of like it. And I can say that with confidence because whilst I'm not perfect, to a degree, what you see is what you get.
Just
so I'm not really sitting here shaking in my little kitten heels.
No. Like you said, not perfect. We'll never... Hello, what was that?
Alexa, stop.
Oh!
Stop.
Blood of Jesus. Is it the witch? That witch we spoke about, she came. Ah! Mm-mm. Girl, I ain't talking about you. The fuck? I'll just use this as your jumping off point. The fuck? Anyway, blood of Jesus. Can't take black people nowhere.
Like,
what you see is what you get. But again, some people have like dark secrets in their closets. I'm not talking about like, oh, you know, she has minor road rage. You know, if you see me out and I flip you a bird, soz, you've pissed me off on the road. I'm woman enough to admit that's one of my flaws. Some people have dark.
I'm at a place though where I'm like, and I'm going to try and explain myself properly. I think we've touched on this before.
Go on.
Where I'm having to weigh up if your skeleton should affect the way I see you. Hear me out. Because there's some people's skeletons where they're dealing with certain things by themselves.
Yeah.
And they've never actually hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And then something is quote unquote exposed and the world loses its mind. But when you let that thing simmer, it's like, And to what end? They've not. Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm always trying to weigh up what is the basis of dark skeleton.
Yeah, there are some dark skeletons where it's like, how can I put it? It's either affected them or they've been affected by it.
Yeah.
Or it's affected people in their circle who have had conversations and been dealing with it.
Yeah.
And then there are people like case of R. Kelly.
Do you know what I mean? Hate to use it, but good example. Exactly.
Where it's like, absolutely not.
This is a public moral conversation. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Deplorable. Yeah. The line is clear. But I understand
I'm
what you mean.
I'm just like...
I also don't know. I feel like we are in a day and age where people feel so... connected, I guess is the word, to people that when someone's skeleton is exposed and it's a skeleton that's got like nothing really to do with us, we feel this sense of like they've let me down.
Oh, give me a break.
You don't know though.
Give me a break.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm sorry. I don't know. thing rubs me up the wrong way. Like a bit of, I'm so disappointed. Go and find your mother and be disappointed with her.
Disappointed?
Hate that. Because you need to sit with yourself and deep that you've developed a parasocial relationship that is absolutely one-sided.
Yeah.
This person is not even deserving of your appointment or disappointment.
That part.
Hate that.
Yeah.
You're disappointed because you built up a character in your head.
Yeah.
Okay?
Go outside and touch grass. Let's start there. Let's start there.
Esme currently doesn't, I think I said already, she currently doesn't have access to the internet. She's not had access to the internet in over a year. The change it has brought in my child is so overwhelmingly positive. Mm. Like, she's literally now writing letters to the girl that just moved in next door. Wow. They're doing a little pen pal thing and they're saying the date they're going to meet up and play. She's downstairs more. She's, like, doing a little game tournament on the PS5 with her brother. Like, get a grip.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think to some degree, I wish we could ring fence the internet from grown adults at times.
Absolutely.
Because you just don't know when you've crossed that line in your own brain.
Absolutely.
You do not know these people.
Absolutely.
As comforting as the voice of me and Sorrel may sound, you don't even know us.
You don't know us.
I hate to be that girl.
You don't know us. And the thing is, no one is saying don't take inspiration or advice.
Absolutely. That's like saying don't read books.
Exactly.
Like, give me a break. Like,
read, get a wealth of knowledge, become a better person, learn, talk to people. But we are just two voices playing out of your speaker. You actually don't know, A, what we're dealing with, B, if we're good people. You actually don't know that.
Ugh. Let's leave that right there. We are good people.
We are.
We are.
The best.
We can't leave them on that.
No, like.
We can't leave them on that.
Literally the best. Like, grah.
Can't leave them on that clip. Like.
Yeah. We're not good people. See you next week. No, we are.
Do you know
we
what
are.
I mean? But stop.
Yeah. And it's for you more so than anything.
It's for you. Because the listener, the reader.
I 100% had, I don't know if I should share this, but go on, fine. I had, a parasocial relationship with someone.
Really? Oh, I want to know who.
Bleep it out. Tamar Braxton.
That is so funny.
So
leave
random.
That writing because that is so fucking random.
So random.
I was not expecting so random.
I loved Tamar Braxton.
That is so
I loved
random.
Everything about her. I would defend her to my core. People, I would see stuff online about her and I'd be like, you don't know her.
Wow.
You don't know what she's been through. When she got fired from the what is it called? Not The View. The Real.
Yeah.
I was like, this is disgusting. I wrote a letter. I was like, no. Bearing in mind, big age. Then one of my friends was like, Sorrel.
Reel it in.
Your fan-ness has gone too
nuclear
far.
Yeah,
she was like, I don't understand how we've got here. She was like, because I know you love Beyonce, but you don't do all of this for Beyonce. Like, how, what, why Tamar, what's happened? And I was like, you're right. But I think what happened was I watched the Braxton Family Values at a certain point in my life where I was no longer living at home.
There was an affinity there.
I was by myself and I almost felt like I know these people.
Yeah.
Like,
and they were like your family.
Basically. Yeah. I was watching reality TV. I was by myself at uni. I don't actually have like real people. Like, I'm at uni, I'm making new friends. I don't have like a network of people around me. So I've built this like random relationship with Tamar Braxton. Shout out to Tamar Braxton. Fantastic singer. Like, honestly, can sing like Jesus himself will come down and shake her hand after she sings. But anyway, that's beside the point. And then I had to be like, okay, take a step back.
Mm.
And then when you do take a step back, you're like, oh, I literally don't know. I couldn't tell you one fact about Tamar Braxton that I know about. Like, I know how she presents herself.
Yeah.
I know about her music, but I don't know her.
This is it. It's you got to be careful. You have to be careful.
But yeah.
Because, really random, because I know how we got to go to a cousin confession. Have you seen that video of Solange on her way to a fashion show?
No.
So there's a video going round. Solange's got, I think it's the Gucci fashion show.
Uh-huh.
She's walking to her seat. She stops. She's got about 5 handers with her. She's just walking to her seat, smiling for the cameras. She stops. She whispers something to the woman to her left. And then the woman moves her braids from one side to the other. And then she keeps walking.
What?
And so the comments are awash with like, really Solange, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Nah, I had a little wank over that. I said, yeah, I like me some of that. You know why I liked it? Because Because the comments alone made me realise that we've all built up this idea of Solange in our heads. Mm. And we think she's easy breezy. And it gave diva. It gave that 15-second clip was more diva than Beyonce could ever be in her entire life. Wow. Like, it just gave diva. And I was like, and that's how you let a bitch know they don't know you. Because it was so powerful. She literally just whispered to the woman and the woman scraped her hair from one side to the other. And then, so I'm like, no, you really told that woman to move your hair to the...
But also, you know what's crazy? I don't think that's a crazy thing to do.
Me neither. I'm paying you and you're my hairstylist or my stylist.
Having had glam hair makeup... Listen,
yes, powder my nose.
Yeah. And also, you know my hair. I can't see it. I don't have a mirror. If I move it and now there's like
darling,
a gap...
at the rate I'm paying, fix me.
Darling.
Fix me.
I will whisper, could you move fix my me. Hair to the left?
Also, and I know people always like to be like, oh, she's reaching. I was just like... In my brain, I was like, if this was Anne Hathaway, you wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't give a fuck.
The comments would be giving, mother.
Queen.
Yes. Slay.
It's because a black woman is in a position of power. And you hate to see it.
I need to see that.
No, I'm going to say, I should just watch it every, I was just
I
like.
I love that.
I am not mad at that.
Yes, solo.
But I can imagine the comments. Oh, I can imagine.
Because also,
who do
have
you
heard?
Think you are.
Well, I want to say it's a rumor, but many celebrities, using that term loosely, have commented on it. But apparently, Kelly Rowland is in a new movie, which we both have to watch and circle back. Have you watched it? Save it for the next episode because we ain't even got time. Okay. But she's been on her press tour. Mm-hmm. She was meant to be on some morning show in America.
I saw this.
And apparently, the dressing room was not giving. The setup was not giving.
Yeah.
It was not giving. So she didn't. And I saw one woman, don't know the woman from elbow to
Bethany
knuckle,
Frankel.
That one.
Yeah.
Talking about how she should be grateful to me with Holder and that.
And I've done good morning with Holder.
But guess what? Girl. The comments did not swing in Bethany's favor. The comments were like, that's mother.
Yeah. You're not Kelly Rowland.
Who are you? Who are you? You're not a legend.
At all.
And so if Kelly is saying, guess what? We've never had any diva feedback about Kelly.
No.
So if she's saying it's not up to par, I kind of think it's not up to par.
But also, we don't know why.
We
actually don't know. Like, that's just kind of like, oh, we think it's this. Because I also saw another one where it was like, she was asked too many questions about Beyonce.
Facts.
About her country.
I'm here to promote this movie.
Like,
I will leave.
We don't know why. But if it was the dressing room and it wasn't up to standard, guess what? Get your dressing room fixed or don't invite me.
Like,
simple as.
Fell. So, yeah. Period. Ooh. What an episode.
What an episode.
Okay, guys, time for a cousin confession. The title is This Bitch Called Me a Witch.
Oh, it wasn't me. I wasn't talking about you.
She rolled in fast, girl.
Damn, you heard?
Firstly, love you guys. Whenever a new episode airs, I scroll back down to the bottom and start all over again. I'm obsessed. Anywho, I met this girl, white.
Okay.
On a night out with my other bestie, black.
Okay.
And we immediately clicked. Some time passes and she ends up moving in together with my friend. We'd known her about 2 months before the move. She's 27, I'm 22, and my friend is 25. Trust me, this is relevant. She and my friend are both leaving toxic situations and helped each other through the tough time. Approximately 2 years into knowing her, after a night out one summer, we barely hang out, mind you. She was there because her roommate invited her. I apparently said something that rubbed her the wrong way. I don't know what it was, as she never approached me to let me know. And since then, she told my friend that I've been avoiding her. Fast forward to October, after she hosted a full moon ritual, which I didn't attend. Sorry. I had worked a night and day shift. She posts on her Insta story a picture of her toothbrush with the bristles cut off.
What?
Someone took scissors onto her toothbrush and left the handle. She captions the picture, whoever is using my DNA for dark magic. Sorry. I respond to the story saying how disgusting it was someone did that to her and how sorry I was that happened to her. To have my friend tell me 4 months later that I was and maybe still am the main suspect and her tarot and oracle cards confirmed it was me. Mind you, I've not been in that house since August. Texted her to ask why the fuck she thinks me, a black woman, would want to spend my energy and resources into committing spiritual warfare to a white woman who has nothing I want, considering the shit year she had. No offense. Nope. Anyway, I deleted her number and removed her from all socials because, huh? And that's the end of that. Well, yeah, you did the right thing. Okay, as the spiritual baddie in this duo, do you know what? I don't like a lot of things. I don't like, I'm going to watch my words because I was going to say, I don't like how accessible these things have become. But I think more pertinent is, I don't like how people don't understand what they're doing. You don't understand what you're doing when it comes to certain things and casting. I don't even like having these conversations because as much as I'm a full moon ritual baddie myself, on everything, I just don't have any desire to cast any spell. Do you get what? It's just not a vibe. I do sincerely, the fact is you can't believe light exists without darkness. Mm. It's just the way it goes. But I do sincerely believe we have more control over the darkness that comes into our lives than we would like to believe. Like it's very much a, if you think someone is patterning you that way, there are things you can be doing. There are people you can speak to just like be more protective. The same way that if I felt someone was up to no good, I'm going to call my mother-in-law. Who is born in Nigeria and moves in a certain way. And I'm going to be like, you know what? There's some things I don't understand, but I feel like someone's sending a little bit of bad judge my way. Help me. Mm. That is a call I would make. Mm. And guess what? If I feel like I'm being spiritually attacked, I'm within my rights to make that kind of call. Albeit, as mature as I am in my spiritual journey, I don't even yet feel comfortable making certain spiritual calls myself. Does that make... I'm very, like, hands-off in that way, like... I won't be doing any of that, but girl, you did that. Just block her from everything. This is giving very much. I also don't really want to get into it, but I do feel a way about certain people dabbling in things that I've got to keep it a buck with you that you should really just be minding your business about. And this isn't to say that certain races or people should have ownership of certain spiritual practices, but yeah,
Child, my answer.
She's like, I rock
simple.
With the Lord.
I rock with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. You know, like
Psalm 33.
Basically that. You know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know, so I'm throwing out
holy water.
I'm throwing out a little worship session. I'm getting down on bended knee and I'm praying to the Lord, and He's sorting it out. Like I don't know about toothbrushes. I don't know about none of that. I don't know about the toothbrush and the DNA and the goat foo and I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether it's a dream catcher or not. I don't know. All I know is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. So I don't know if you were looking for
and the
a
thing
solution.
Is the way that ended. I don't know what you're looking for.
What I would say is be comforted in the fact that you have done the right thing.
Yeah, and you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah. And if she feels weird.
If you are a praying babe, just ask for certain protections. Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And keep it pushing.
Absolutely. And bearing in mind, just because I'm Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that doesn't mean that I don't believe, like you're saying, when there's light, there's dark.
Like,
and everybody navigates in their own spaces differently, but I am absolutely binding and rebuking the devil. Like you
straight.
Do not have space in my life.
Straight.
I rebuke you. I cast you back to the pits of hell. I stomp you with my foot. All of them prayers that my mum used to... I'm saying every single last one of them. My foot, you are under my foot. You are under. I stomp you. There was a lady at my church once who said, I laminate the devil. I said, wow. This is a whole new level. She said, I laminate the devil. I said, yay, this is a powerful prayer warrior. She will laminate. She said, you cannot prosper in my life.
You don't belong here. You have no power.
Exactly.
Here. So she can DNA and toothbrush all she...
I don't know.
And you know she cut them bristles off
herself. Do you know how sad?
You
got your scissors and you cut your bristles and then took a picture.
And then took a picture.
And then said, to whomever.
No one did that.
That was you, baby.
No one did that.
That was you. Do you know how hard it is to cut a toothbrush bristle?
Also, the poop
they're
part
short.
Of that circulating the sweat. No.
Girl, oh, be for real. Be for real.
We are fake witches. So.
Anyways. And you were looking for drama. It's like those people on Facebook who are like, like in the hospital and they take a picture of like the IV and they're like, I'll make it. God doesn't give you more than
because
you
because they're
can
just
bear.
Dehydrated.
Like, babe, is that even your hand? Is that even your hand?
Because nothing, I can't say nothing rubs me up the wrong way, but you see that.
Listen, you just want attention. You could have just texted me. I would have answered the FaceTime.
And it's always Facebook.
It's always Facebook.
Sorry, it's a certain generation on Facebook. Yeah. Like,
to everyone who asked what's going
on. No one did, because no one knew no something was wrong. I promise you, no one cares.
No one. But yeah, that's what it was giving. That's what it was giving.
Anyway, guys, what stays in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.